Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here with another video, and Sam's lurking in the background, aren't you, Sam? You there, mate? Yeah, good. Sounding healthy, mate.
Yeah, I'm good, mate.
Glad to hear it. So what we're doing on this one is, you may recall, I'm sure if you've been following our channel, we've been covering all this gambling stuff, and Valve issued a cease and desist letter to 23 skin betting sites, and on that letter they basically said that you were not allowed to use bots and whatnot for commercial services. Any commercial use is a violation of the Steam subscriber agreement. We did a video on that. You can check that out. It's in the channel. Now, what's interesting, different sites reacted to this in very different ways. I would have thought it would be uniform. It was basically, hey, it's over. The gravy train has fucking rolled into the station and the station has collapsed on it and everyone's dead, Sam. They're all dead, mate.
Game over, mate.
It's game over, mate.
Grab your money and run.
Well, you can't. You're dead in the wreckage of the gravy train, mate. Your money's not going to help you there,
back
is it?
The pillagers, mate. The scavengers.
Yeah, you're just clutching it. Clutching it, please.
It's please, bullions. No.
No. So you're just fucked, right? But not everyone has reacted the way that I thought they were going to. Because some people are saying they've got workarounds. Some people are just staying silent. I don't know if they're crossing their fingers, and hopefully that's not a gang sign, by the way. You never know.
But
crossing their fingers and, saying, we're just not going to say anything. Let's just stay silent. Other people have immediately shut down. And we're basically going to give you a summary on this video of what's been going on. So let's start with CSGO Lounge, because that's the big one, right? Like, everyone was worried about that one. Even I'm a little bit worried, mate, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because, they did a lot to sort of legitimize esports betting. They were one of the first big sites. They absolutely do drive viewership. I know that from when I've been in Leicester at ESL UK studios, like commentating on terrible fucking tournaments with terrible UK players. Shout out to Kirby. Terrible UK players, running around. And when the games weren't on Lounge, we had about, 1,800, 2,000 viewers. Game on Lounge, 13,000.
Not bad. Surprised you haven't got that many viewers without Lounge, to be honest. ICU usually gets like 300 without Lounge. With Lounge, 12K.
And that's obviously, caused people to have some grave concerns about if this site closes down, what will the future hold? Now, just to give you some idea as well, according to data compiled by the ESBR, they're saying the average match for E-League is about 57,000 skins being bet coming through. So, it's still seeing a lot of business. It's vitally important, I think, to sort of the ecosystem. I reached out to CSGO Lounge directly, and they said no comment. In fact, the people that I have on Skype, they've even changed their name to have no comment in it. Obviously they're getting asked by everybody. Now, they haven't indicated they're going to shut down, and they're just functioning normal as things stand. So, again, I don't know what their plan is. I don't know if they have a plan, but so far, so good for CSGO Lounge. Now, another site that I just want to get in there pretty quick is bets.gg. And they've been operating with a limited functionality, and apparently they're not going to shut down. What they said they're going to do is update their back end to comply with Valve's Terms of Service update. Now, I don't know what that update will be or how a skin gambling site can, kind of offer what it does and it be non-commercial, because that seems massively contradictory. But that's their stance. They said they're just going to do some updates in the back end, and everything's going to be baller. So, and they're not the only one. There's a few sites that are kind of adopting that standpoint. CSGO Strong, they're one of them. Right now, they're functioning normally. If you have a look at what they're up to, they're literally, if you go to their page now, it says in a big orange bar at the top, "We are not closing. New features are coming. Go strong." Or go nowhere, I guess, which is what they're saying they're going to do. Or go to jail. I'm not saying they would. I don't think they've done anything illegal, mate.
No. At worst, a fine. very worst.
And again, why even risk saying that? Let's just say allegedly. Let's just put big allegedly in. Ha ha, it was all a joke and satire and whatever else.
Just prank, man.
Yeah, definitely need a bit of that, mate. So anyway, let's have a look at the next one. So CSGO Double. This is interesting because they were among the first sites that said they were going to shut down. And they actually said they were going to shut down before the cease and desist letter. So, and I think, let me just check the date. I've got a link here. So according to the Esports Betting Report, it was July 14th. And they said they were going to shut down as a reaction. However, they're still live. They're still going. They've said they are no longer accepting deposits. And in their announcement, they've also said those with existing balances are encouraged to withdraw at their earliest convenience. Please keep in mind that our bots will be under heavy load. Please remain patient while we deal with cashing everyone out. Now, I don't know if what CSGO Double are thinking is. Let's just wait and see what everyone else. Because a lot of these sites, and this isn't a secret by this stage, a lot of these sites have all worked together. They've all shared knowledge. Obviously, I think everybody's waiting to see what this miracle workaround that some of these sites are talking about is. And if they have a workaround and it's doable and it's just a technology issue, I think most of these sites would rather still keep going and use that tech, even though apparently since all of this drama, betting is down, revenues are down. Everyone I've been talking to says their sites are shrinking, not enough skins being moved through some of the sale sites. And there was a dip in value as well, if you look at the Steam market on skins as a whole.
Yeah, it's Devil's Claws now, by the way.
It is.
It's literally recently closed.
All right, well, there you go then, mate. This is what happens when you don't record your videos. Cut you off. Or cut. We can just cut it out. Doesn't have to happen, Sam.
Yeah, we'll see, mate.
We'll see. You're the man with a plan. What else have we got? CSGO Casino. They said they're going to shut down. And if you go there now, csgocasino.net, it is indeed down. It's got a little winky sad face. Not to be confused with the wanky sad face that Sam usually has. True, mate. You don't draw your curtains, mate. So,
don't even have curtains in a sense, mate. Do you want to know the harsh reality of my life?
What's the harsh reality of your life?
Because Georgia's so fucking sunny, just 24/7. There's blinds up, but it just shines through. So in my windows, I've just got cardboard boxes taped them.
Well, why are you living like this?
I don't know, mate. I didn't know how to put a curtain, because I can't drill into the wall, because I'm in this apartment only for a few months. So this was the easiest solution in my mind. Nice cardboard box to the brain. It's not bad, mate. Does the job.
All right. Good for you, mate. Good for you. CSGO Diamonds. If you went to their site and had a look, it says here that it did say they had a banner up saying that they were going to shut down. But now
they're just not asked.
But now if you go there, it's gone. So they did have a banner up there. And the site temporarily closed for maintenance. And that was one day after the announcement.
Seems like all the website coders and stuff have talked to each other. Maybe they've just all realized, hang on, we can just do it this way. Maybe that's why everyone's just removing it. Actually, yeah, fuck that.
Well, you know, look, I'll tell you this about CSGO Diamonds. I mean, I don't know how they think they're going to skate. Let's not forget where this all started. CSGO Diamonds were the original gangsters, mate. They were the OGs. They were the original bullshit artists. It was Mo that came out and revealed that, you know, he was getting roles in advance, which helped him ensure that he won. Now, whatever the ins and outs of what they did with that money and whether or not he was able to cash out. So it is different from the Phantom Lord situation. That's still an abuse of the provably fair system. So I don't think CSGO Diamond should be flying a flag of fucking defiance right now and saying, yeah, we're going to keep going. FTC needs to have a look at them, in my opinion. Among other things.
Probably already are.
Yeah, it might be
a... to guess.
Yeah, it might be a safe assumption. Now, CSGO House, they'd not said anything initially, But then on July 22nd, they said, we are sorry to announce that Valve have forced us to close our website. Therefore, it will be closed the 26th of July. Please withdraw your funds before that date. Thanks for all your support. It has been amazing. Stay tuned for future updates. I don't know why you'd stay tuned for a future update on something that's closed. Like, you know what I mean?
Stay like, tuned just in case we find a loophole.
You're like that fucking dog from Futurama. You know what I mean? Just like, Fry ain't coming back. He's not. He's in the future.
So,
can wait outside that pizza shop all you want. Shout out to Jurassic Park. Right. Let's, but you can see it was just announced 19 hours ago. RIP. Rest in peace. We've been forced to close because we have created trade bots and are using Valve's API for gambling. Thank you for all your support. You are truly awesome. Stay tuned again. Mate, I'm not going to, am I? I'm not going to stay tuned.
I'm not arsed.
I'm literally not arsed, mate. You're closed now. I'm out. I'm out, CSGO house. I'm fucking outie. Jesus. All right, what else did we have? Shit, man. Should have put these in some sort of order. CSGO 500. They haven't said anything, but let's have a look and see if they have.
Yeah, they have.
Turns out they have, mate. Wicked. That's going out. That's having a chop. So, CSGO 500, they were also quiet. Now, if you go to their website, which is incredibly pink, it says, we are temporarily shutting down. Deposits will be disabled on July 29th, 12 a.m. Eastern time. You have until July 30th, 12 a.m. Eastern, to withdraw your balance. We will keep the shop fully stocked for you to do so. Read more on our Steam, and it's gone. But yeah, read more on Steam, basically. And you know, they're spamming their chat saying they're going to close down. So they're not interested in a workaround, it seems, either. Let's have a look. What else have we got here? CSGO Cosmos. They're not arsed. Have a look at it.
Are they not arsed, though?
Yeah, but for real, though, they're not arsed. Look.
Legit not arsed.
Legit not asked. You've got links there about provably fair, explaining what it is. But yeah, no comment from them. So CSGO 2X, we talked about them. They made quite a lengthy announcement in a twit longer they put out on their Twitter account. They're very transparent, actually. It was one of the more, you know, sort of descriptive reasonings. So they say, it appears we are finally coming to an end. For those not aware, Valve has issued a public cease and desist letter on July 19th, 2016. This was posted here because, oddly enough, CSGO 2X's Steam group was closed down by Steam, yet no others were. We would like to thank everyone in the community for making this project the size of what it's become today. It's become more than just a project to us. It's become family and a community that we look forward towards every day. We could not express enough how thankful we are towards all our users, partners, and investors as we hoovered money out of their pockets. So yeah, anyway, you can have a butcher's and read that. You know, they've tried to be nice about it, I guess. So there's that. Now, this is the heartbreaking one. Right? CS Goatsy, mate.
Gutted. CS Goatsy, mate. Is everyone else so, saying? It's definitely Goatsy.
Yeah, it's there, mate. It's still going, right? I don't know why people are saying it's CS Goatsy. Like, it's never happened. But they're still having a go. But I'm worried about them. I'm worried. Because they just haven't said anything. Do you know? And the ones that haven't said anything, I think they're the ones that are just going to fizzle out. So, but it's
peace out without yeah, saying anything.
Well, no. I don't mean peace out as such. What I mean is, though, I think one day it'll just be like a 48-hour notice kind of thing. That's what I reckon's going to happen. Because like, you must have a strategy by now. It's been a week since the letter was issued.
No.
You only had 10 days. You must know what you're doing. So, anyway, it's that their site is a little bit different. You've got to agree that you're at least 18 years of age and you are responsible for compliance with any local laws in regards to casino games, as well as some other stuff when you sign up. Now, I don't think that's enough, to be honest, to get rid of liability, but whatever.
Thinking about like when I bet on Sky Bet and Sky Vegas, I don't think it was anything other than that. I've never had this. No, people say like when you do online casino, you have to submit ID to withdraw. Didn't have to do it with Sky. Never had to. So it's not. Remember, like even proper gambling companies have some lax rules as well.
Oh yeah, hey, look, I'm not picking on these lot. I mean, think about it as well. Like obviously, if you were a kid and you stole a credit card, well, getting your dad's passport's fine, right? You know? Yeah. You just photocopy, you just scan that in, get fucked. He did say photocopy. he's got a good grasp of technology. So, anyway.
Fax it over, mate.
Yeah, just have a fax, like. I ever tell you, one time when I was in an office, there was... We were teaching someone how to use a fax, how to use a fax machine, and this person couldn't. And they kept saying they couldn't make it work. And I was like, "What do you mean?" And they said, "Like, will you just come over and help me?" I'm fucking hell, all right. So I go over, and put the fax in, dial the number. Paper goes through, and I'm like, "Yeah, that's it. You've done it." And they pick it up and go, "No, but it's still here."
Fuck off, there's no way someone's that ill.
There you go, mate.
Where were you working, bud?
Might have been the old South Wales Electric pub in Cardiff.
Fuck.
Over in St. Mellons.
What an ape.
Yeah, there you go. So technology in the Welsh again at loggerheads. Anyway, Society Login, they've said they're going to shut down at some point. And that all games and deposits are disabled. Users have until the end of the week to withdraw skins, and the site thanks them for being a part of the site. So there you go. So that's fairly straightforward on that one. Dota 2 Lounge, they're in the same place as CSGO Lounge because they haven't said one way or the other what they're going to do. Let's have a look at other ones. CSGO Massive.
Massive.
Love their name. Let's have a look. Let's have a click. What are they doing? Oh, there you go. They've got some red bars, mate. They got bars. Due to notice by Valve, we have disabled deposits. Withdrawals will be disabled at the 28th of July, 2016. This is a temporary shutdown until we comply with Valve's terms of service. We will be back in the coming weeks. So they've got a workaround, mate.
There you go.
They claim to have a workaround. So let's have a look at CSGO Battle. They said they were going to shut down, and they were directing people to their official Twitter. If you go to CSGO Battle now, it says, "Our site has now been closed. Thanks for using our site. We hope you enjoyed the experience as much as we did. Refer to our Twitter for updates." So if you go to their Twitter account, let's have a look. What are they doing? There you go. "We have been subject to closure from Valve. Please withdraw while you can." They were basically, "You got to get the fuck out of Dodge by the 24th, mate." They were out of there. Now, it's interesting. I got to say, there was a lot of ties between, a lot of coincidences, shall we say, between CSGO Battle and CSGO Wild. You know, coded by the same people. I've got screenshots of CSGO Battle's terms and conditions, and they say that it was literally word for word the same as what CSGO Wilds used to be, even saying they were registered in Antigua. Just the same. So yeah, you've nothing to see here, folks. So and no wonder they were like, "Yeah, we're just, let's just get the fuck out of it.
You got 2 days. See it. Bye bye. See it.
Yeah, lots of fun. CSGO Pot. Let's have a look. There you go. Some tweets, they're going down the defiant route. Some tweets claim that CSGO Pot has been contacted by Valve. That's all fake. We still didn't receive any email from Valve. And I don't know if that's the way I'd like to go about things. You know?
Didn't get it, but didn't get it.
No, but I mean, even though, like, yeah, you know, like, they're just literally saying, "Yep, well, we haven't had it, so fuck you." Bit wild, isn't it?
bit pop, more like meth.
Hey. yeah, no pun intended, I should have said there. What else have we got? Which ones have we done? We've done big. What about Lotto? Did we do CSGO Lotto? Another one of like the patient zeros. So CSGO Lotto, when you go there, it still appears to be a normal site as far as I can tell. You can still sign in and stuff. But what people have been telling me is they've been messaging me and saying that people can't withdraw. And if you go all the way back to July the 8th, that's when they put up a little pop-up announcement. If people remember, they said that due to a high amount of expected trading activity due to the major in Cologne, they would shut down. And no gambling's happened basically since then. So I have no idea. The site is doing the old under maintenance thing. People have been messaging me saying they can't withdraw skins. They've got locked into the site. And I think until we find out what's happening with CSGO Lotto, no one's going to get anything. I mean, obviously, this is subject to a lawsuit. They were named in lawsuits. So, yeah, I think that's a particularly interesting one because they have literally just gone into stasis. They're not doing anything. So, right. So, have I missed any out? I probably have, haven't I, mate?
CSGO Fast.
Oh, did I miss out Fast, did I?
I think so.
What's happening on Fast then? You tell us, Sam.
Let's have a look. We'll go check now. Yeah. They seem... Oh, there you go. Valve pushes... Oh, fucking hell, mad pop-ups. Cheers for that, mate. Dear friends, in light of the recent announcement for Valve, CSGO Fast decided to close operations on 29th of July at 12 a.m. with a nice little sad peppy as well, mate.
Not a sad peppy.
Lovely crying peppy, mate.
What have they done that for?
Love a peppy, I don't know.
I don't love a pepe.
And then they just said, players with coins on balance, we encourage to withdraw before this date. Roulette will remain open for now while we work to cash everyone out. Thank you for being a part of this, Mandy Bruni.
Fucking hell. I love, why are all these sites trying to sell it like it was a community as well? Yeah. Like, I do not understand that. Like, you weren't a community, were you? You found an unregulated industry where you could profit from people's stupidity and you took wholesale advantage of that. And now, that just when it's getting difficult and you might need to regulate, you fuck off. You know what I mean?
Cheers for love, community.
Yeah, but we had so many good times together. I like the time when you put $50,000 worth of skins into our website. I love that time. I love that time that, you know, we took 10% of every transaction. I love that time. That was a good time. So many memories. Do you remember that time we got that cease and desist letter and we just fucked off? Do you remember that time?
Good times.
Good times. So many memories. Thanks for being there. We outie.
Have a sad peppy to remember all the good times. Yeah,
it is a fucking dog shit meme. We're out. You know what I mean? Fucking hell. I haven't seen anyone jet that ridiculously since your dad. You know what I mean? Good. Just out they go, mate. That's all you've got is a sad Pepe to remember him by. Dad, Pepe weren't even invented back then.
Mint.
So, what else have we got? Oh, well, obviously we're going to talk about our favourites, right? Before we get there, did we do skins too? If you just go there, mate, it's just a login page that's just wrecked. Just click on it, bring it up.
Jesus.
Hey, yeah.
They've just deleted it.
Nothing to see. Shut it down. Shut it all down. So, yeah, don't know what's... Yeah, I mean, I think it's safe to say that no one knows what they're doing. Yeah, not they're even themselves. The anyway. So, look, let's just... hopefully, we've covered them all. I don't want to go on too long. But let's do a wrap-up for the favourite one, CSGO Wild. Now, CSGO Wild, they did put out a tweet and put it up on their website saying they were going to shut down on July 23rd. Now, just a few days, and they've been in a process actually of gradually falling apart. Like back in June, towards the end of June, they stopped accepting US customers and they were like, oh, that's nothing to do with this. That's nothing to do with the lawsuits, nothing to do with Valve, nothing to do with all the undue attention and all our very clear and obvious links to FaZe that we haven't declared in a proper fashion at best, right? Nothing to do with that. And everything to do with just wanting to be ethical all of a sudden, just growing a conscience like that. So, and they've been teasing about how they're working on a secret project, which I think is called Operation Spend Your Money, right?
The secret one.
Well, here you go. You got a video of this, didn't you, Sam? Because on the day that they announced, they gave people like 2 days notice or something. I don't even think it was a full 2 days. And they tweeted it out and were like, make sure you get your skins. But they didn't like, make sure you get your skins. Definitely get your skin. Yeah, because I definitely want you to get your skins. And you went to the website, Sam. What happened? Tell me your experience.
Why don't I just show them, mate?
Show them.
How could this happen to me? I made my mistakes. Got nowhere to run. The night goes on as I'm fading away.
I mean, I can't even believe they've gone that way. Like, you've got all this negative attention coming at you specifically. You know there's stuff that's going to be coming out over this FaZe stuff. You know there's stuff that's going to be coming out just over the gambling stuff, FTC stuff. So what do? You treat the people that have actually backed your website with such utter contempt that if they have failed to withdraw their balance in one of the shortest notice periods that was given by anyone, and certainly one of the quietest, you then taunt them with the old I cry every time. And that's unreal.
What's with all these fucking owners giving out memes as well? Like, sad Pepe, I cry every time. What are you doing?
It's almost as if they weren't business.
You've taken millions of dollars and you hit me with a sad Pepe. Like, what is that about?
It's literally almost as if they were just a bunch of arseholes. And they just came into this scene to exploit people's weaknesses and make a bunch of money. And then when it came time to fucking close up shop, rather than do it in a classy way, it's all secret projects and memes all up in your grill. Someone made like that video, right? And it was the end of... there's been so many Fast and Furiouses, mate. Which is the one they made after that fucker died?
It's either 6 or 7 or something. I can't remember. I know which. Everyone knows though. The way. Yeah, it's been a long day. Yeah, that one,
man. Like, you will always.
Where you finger two hoops at once. That one.
Yeah. Spocking. Right? So, yeah, when it basically it just goes into the Spock, mate, at the end, right? But, like, what is. Anyway, I don't know which one that is. Fast and Furious 7. Fastius, I don't know, like they always have shit taglines, that one. Well, at the end, obviously dead Paul Walker, who's dead, goes off down a road that represents the afterlife, and Vin Diesel, whose career is dead but he's alive though, he goes down the other road symbolizing straight to DVD video hell, like, right, like there you go, mate, that's what's happening in that scene. And what somebody did was, quite cleverly, they put, like, CSGO Wild and, obviously, the community on one, and away they went, you see.
Yeah, but people have been doing about everything. They did it for Simple and Hiko. They do it for every motherfucker. Every time someone leaves a team.
That's actually funny, though.
It's been a long day. Yeah, whatever. I haven't seen this one for.
Yeah, well, I don't mind that, right? That one for Simple and Hiko is quite funny. This one is almost... Why would there be anything sympathetic about it? do you know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck? Yeah, well, thanks for letting us ream your pockets for money.
It's been a long...
I'm really going to miss profiting from your fucking stupid brains. You will always be my brother as I cruise around Antigua in my yacht. Yeah, evading certain law enforcement agencies. Being a law. You know, I just don't get it, mate. I don't get... There's no cause for emotion, is there?
No.
Good.
Other than anger.
Yeah, so I thought that was a little bit fucking childish, but then again, whatever. You know, that's pretty much it. So anyway, oh, we've already gone on too long, haven't we?
Yeah, and I got to edit this as well, man.
Yeah, so fuck it. I guess that's what's going on. 23 websites. Hopefully that's been informative for you. We are going to have some other videos, in particular about our good friends Vulcan. That's coming soon. Make sure you keep watching this channel. It's been a long day.
Best pieces eat. Best in pieces eat. Without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. Hey, thought you could leave without saying goodbye.
I used to say I lived my life a quarter mile at a time. And I think that's why we were brothers. Because you did too. Started out small to a real bond. Cause we're brothers first. Cause we're moving through a lot, but then ain't no, but we gon' keep it. You'll always be with me. Change the game without even knowing. And you'll always be my brother. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be there for the last ride. Came a long way.